This is just a disclaimer of this new episode covering Bird Box. It does get a little spoilery. This is not a spoil-free review. So if you have not watched Bird Box yet and you don't want to be spoiled by it because it's kind of like a mystery or whatever, I would suggest watching the movie first, then listening to this episode. Okay, enjoy. I am Kel, and welcome back to the first episode of 2019 of Kel Tells. For today's episode, I will be reviewing Netflix's Bird Box. Here is the trailer.
Please don't take my children!
How have you been feeling? Have you been sleeping any better?
Oh, rough.
Then again, I never slept well before. This
condition.
Condition? It's called pregnancy. It's okay to say it out loud.
Happened.
Can you just please drive?
Did you see something?
Come inside!
What's going on?
People describe seeing an entity that takes on the form of your worst fears.
Oh my God!
What are you looking at? What did you see? What is wrong with you? Please stop it!
Can't stay here.
Every contact we have had with the outside has brought us death.
Your kids,
they deserve hope.
Every single decision I have made has been for them.
Going on the trip now, it's going to be rough.
Hold on!
If you hear something in the woods, you tell me. If you hear something in the water, you tell me. But under no circumstance are you allowed to take off your blindfold.
Did you hear that?
Okay, first off, I want to say Happy New Year to everyone out there listening. I hope everybody has a very prosperous and happy and successful and healthy 2019. All right, so let's get into the specifics about the Netflix Bird Box. Of course, like I said, it's a Netflix original, so you could find it on Netflix. It was released on December 14th, but I just recently got a chance to see it. The runtime is about 2 hours and 4 minutes. The budget for this was $19.8 million, and I would have to believe that budget went towards salaries because there is some heavy hitters on the show. I'm going to read them all later. But it was directed by Suzanne Beer, which I have not seen anything that she's done. But it shows what her Wikipedia or whatever says. She's the first female director to win a Golden Globe, Academy Award, and Emmy Award, and a European Film Award. So I'm not exactly sure. I looked at her list of filmography, and I don't recognize anything. But apparently she's pretty good. By the judge of this movie, though, I don't know if it was directors or writing, because I'll get into that when I get into my how I felt. It was written by Eric. Well, the screenplay was written by Eric Heiser. Ugh. But is based on a book by Josh Malerman. So it's based on his book. And they made this into a movie. Now, the Rotten Tomatoes scores. Now, critics give it a 65%. And the audience gives it a 70%. So, before I get into my opinions, let me go through this cast. First of all, it's not the lady from Bird Box. It is Miss Sandra Bullock. Put some respect on that name. We have Tarante Rhodes. You may have seen him in Moonlight. Jackie Weaver. Rosa Salazar. You're going to see her soon in the upcoming movie Alita Battle Angel. She plays Alita. Danielle McDonald. Machine Gun Kelly. Lil'Rel Howery. Tom Hollander. BD Wong, Pruitt Taylor Vince, Sarah Paulson, John Malkovich, and Parminder Nagra. Those are just some of the names. All of those people are pretty established actors. Except for Machine Gun Kelly's like a rapper or whatever. And I think Danielle McDonald, she's kind of new. But the rest of them, they're doing some big things. So in order to get all these heavy hitters, you know, John Malkovich, Sandra Bullock, you got Trevante Rose, he was an Oscar winner, BD Wong. I mean, to get all these names in there, you have to, Sarah Paulson, you have to, like, you know, pay some money on that, on those salaries. And, you know, the movie, as good as it was, I think because most of the money was based, you know, paid into salary, they weren't able to, I'll get into it. So if you have not seen this movie yet, the film follows a woman who, along with a pair of children dubbed Boy and Girl, must make it through a forest and river blindfolded to avoid supernatural entities, which causes people to see them causes the people who see them to die by suicide. So it's really weird. Okay, let me get into what I thought about this movie. First of all, I'm seeing people's reactions. Like, before I even watched it, I saw it all over Facebook. That's the reason why I watched it. Because I probably see the trailer once and it just kind of didn't really register. But everybody on Facebook was talking about Bird Box. Those memes and everything like that. Some of the memes, I kind of was like, well, maybe I'll watch it. And so I won't read the meme or whatever, or the post. And some of them I did read and it was still confusing. I'm like, oh my God. But like people were saying like it was scary and it was this huge thriller. And, you know, it's really, really good, you know, really good, or, you know, really. I don't know if anybody ever said it was really good, but it was just, I guess, like, different. Like, they was like, oh my God, Bird Box. And I was like, okay, it must be good then. So I sat down and watched this movie. Guys, this movie wasn't scary. It wasn't scary at all. Like, not at all. I mean, I could see it as a mystery, but as far as a thriller and horror, it's not that. It's not that. The acting, though, was really good, because there's a lot of heavy hitters and there were some people in there that held their own against these heavy hitters. So I think the acting was really great. It didn't seem like they were just doing it to pay off, you know, a boat payment or anything like that. Like, it looked like they were interested in being in this movie. Sandra Bullock, she acted her ass off, man. She was great. Absolutely amazing. And of course, that's who you see. I think you go through the whole movie through Sandra Bullock's eyes. You know, you pretty much follow her exclusively throughout the whole movie. I don't think there is. The only scene that may have been when we didn't see Sandra Bullock was when Gary was putting the birds in the freezer or whatever. But other than that, she was throughout the whole movie. And, you know, everybody did really good. And I really thought, I really felt kind of what Sandra Bullock was feeling. She kind of, you know, she really portrayed the emotion, I guess, that she was supposed to in the scene. Some of it was a little weird because, for one, she hated girl. First of all, let me get into this. There's two kids that she's, like, riding out with. The first scene in the movie, she's like, okay, we're going on a trip. You got to listen to what I say. You got to do what I say. Girl, boy. Like, and she's like, girl, boy. And I'm like, why is she calling these kids girl, boy? Turns out, that's their names. Their names are girl and boy. Now, at the beginning of the, like, you know, after that, and they go flashback to see what show what happened before then, you know, Sandra Bullock's pregnant. I was like, oh, does she have twins? And for some reason, she named the kids girl and boy. Like, that didn't make any sense. But for, we find out, like, they kind of flash back and forth. So, like, they showed that one part where she was giving a speech to girl and boy, and then they flash back to, you know, the day that things happen. And it keeps going back and forth to them trying to travel to this place. We don't really know where they're traveling to at the beginning of the movie, but they're traveling to this place where they had to hike through the woods and then get on a boat and then go down a river. So they're interspersing that with, you know, the storyline that led up to that. So, and all this, like, she, you know, girl does some things, of course, that she's not supposed to do, but it seems like she is really, really harsh on girl. I think we kind of find out why later, but she hated girl. Like, and that was most of the memes that I seen on Facebook that I didn't get at first, but after watching the movie, I get it now, because she hated girl. For whatever reason, she hated girl. One thing, sometimes when I watch a movie and there's, you know, I'm left with, like, these intriguing questions, like, ooh, what if, or what if? It's mostly like they lead you to the answer, but, you know, you're just excited with the possibilities of what it can be. And then sometimes when you watch a TV show, Lost, or a movie like this, it leaves you with more questions than answers. And to me, that is not very satisfying. And this is exactly what this movie did. I had a lot of questions versus a satisfying end to the movie. And that was a detriment to me. You know, it's just little plot things. It's like, oh, Sarah, you know, what was I gonna say? Like, little plot things, like, how did the doctor end up at the school? The same doctor that was Mallory, played by Sandra Bullock's, her doctor ends up at the very end of the movie. And, like, how did her doctor, her specific doctor that was, like, talking to her at the beginning, to talk about, oh, you're gonna be a great mother, but you have to do this, 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 this. That same exact doctor ended up at the school. I thought that was just too perfect. Like, why? It was just too perfect. And, you know, that seeing that doctor convinced Sandra Bullock to, like, give her kids names. Because, like, again, throughout the movie, they're named girl and boy. Okay. Like, I really want to see what the people were seeing that were causing them to, you know, kill themselves. I think a little rail tried to explain it. And then we see some photos, like Gary's drawings that he lays out on the table, which were not scary at all. But it's almost like they see their worst fear and then that causes them to kill themselves. And that, I mean, because that's different. Because, like, there are some people that do see it and they don't die. Their eyes just turn that weird green dotted whatever. And they can walk around and not have the urge to kill themselves. But everybody else that sees this, whatever their worst fear is, they decide they want to kill themselves. Like, I don't understand. Like, is it just like if you're really deathly afraid of clowns, you see clowns and then that makes you want to kill yourself? I don't understand. Or is it like the entity that they're seeing, their worst fear that they're seeing is like, if you don't kill yourself, you're going to see me forever. Like, is it like where it's only 5 seconds in real life, but it's like 1,000 years in their brain and they decided, hey, I can't deal with this anymore. I want to kill myself. See, it doesn't make sense. Like, why would you seeing your worst fear make you want to kill yourself? I mean, I don't know. It didn't make sense to me. Maybe I'm thinking too much about it. But yeah, and then again, the guys, the people that don't kill themselves, like, why are they immune? Why are they immune? Like, how are some... they didn't explain that, like, why some people would be... Unless, maybe I gotta rewatch it and listen to Lil Rel Howery's speech again about what was going on. Maybe he explained it and I just totally missed it, but, you know, these are problems for me. And also, okay, the guy, that the last guy they let in the house, Greg or whatever, Greg, I can't remember his name, but him, he came in the house and he's there for a while. And then we find out later that he's already seen his worst fear and his whole mission there is to get them to open up their eyes too. And then he's convincing people to kill themselves. Like, I don't. Okay, first of all, was his eyes already changed when he came in the house? Like, did they not see that? Did they not know what it would be? Because I don't get the eye thing. I don't get why the eyes change. And if he already seen it, his eyes would have been changed. So he would have been in the house with these weird eyes and they would have saw it. And then they should have known something was up. I don't know. It didn't make any, I don't think his eyes was changed. So like, how did he, I mean, was he, okay. I can't. So I had a lot of issues and of course, a lot of questions about this show or this movie and the logistics of it. And so it's making my brain hurt now trying to think and figure it out. So I'm just going to stop. But of course, coming up, you know, this book, like I said before, it is a adaptation of John Malamron's book. And he has a follow-up book called Black Mad Will, which is not a sequel to Bird Box, but it runs in the same theme. Basically, in that book, a group of musicians contributed by the U.S. government to track down the source of a strange and debilitating sound. Basically, instead of not being able to see for fear of dying, this one is about not being able to hear. So it's along the same lines, but I guess it's like a sound that's making people die or kill themselves. And so you have to walk around deaf. So, I mean, is also an interesting thing. I would like to see that. And maybe if they do this Black Mad Will movie, fix the mistakes of the, you know, of Bird Box and make it a better experience. So I still am interested to see Black Mad Will if they're going to do it. But hopefully, they just do it a lot better. All right, so that was my review for Bird Box. I'm sorry I sounded completely confused, but after watching the movie, I was completely confused. My rating for Netflix's Bird Box, I am going to give it a 3 out of 5. It lost points because of the unanswered questions, but it also is a great concept. and the acting was really good. And that's the only reason why I can give it a 3 out of 5. No higher, no lower. That's what it should be. So if you haven't checked it out, I would say maybe check it out. I'm pretty sure it's like 600 million people have already watched it. So I'm pretty sure if you're listening, you probably already watch it. But if you haven't, well, basically, I just spoiled the whole movie for you. Not all of it. I didn't spoil the end. Ha ha. But if you haven't, watch it at your own peril or whatever. It's not great, but the acting is great. So, weigh it yourself. If you haven't done so already, please go ahead and like my Facebook page or leave a comment at facebook.com/KelTellsPod. You could also follow and tweet at me on Twitter at KelTellsPod. If you like the show, please subscribe to get the new episodes when they drop, because apparently if you listen to the last three, they kind of dropped all over the place. And you can also share it out to get more people listening. The podcast is available on Spotify or whatever podcatchers you have. I'm getting it fixed for iTunes, so that way that you can get it on iTunes as well. But as of right now, like Spotify and all the other podcatchers. I do want to thank you very much for listening to this episode of Kel's Tales. And I will see you guys next time. Happy New Year.